Tenacious Living Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tenacious Living Radio. My name is Carrie Ann Barron. I am the original BS mentor and founder of Tenacious Living. Today in the virtual studio with me is Rick McCullough. He is an author, a business development coach, and he is a self-taught entrepreneur who has studied marketing and business with business masters such as Jay Abrams, David Neagle, and David Chang. His specialty is helping entrepreneurs do more with less in today's constantly shifting business environment. He accelerates growth and engineers success by marketing to the unconscious, discovering shortcuts, tips, and secrets, hidden resources, and helps leverage underutilized assets that allow businesses to prosper. He is the author of a book called Timeless Commandments for Entrepreneurial Success. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks very much for the introduction, Carrie, and thanks for having me on your show.
I am so excited to be chatting with you. We've talked offline a couple of times at various networking events, and we have a lot in common with the way that we support our clients through helping them uncover hidden secrets that they have and identifying some of the limiting self-beliefs that might be holding them back. So I wanted to take this opportunity to talk with you about how you do that, what you bring to the table for your clients, but most importantly, get to know you a little bit better as a person. So before we get into the meat of the conversation and how you help your clients, tell us a little bit about Rick and who you are and how you found your way to becoming an entrepreneur solutions support.
Okay, Carrie, I'd like to tell you a little bit first. My path is to this position in my life has been somewhat torturous. My background has been the sciences, which led me into the corporate world of energy, where I've developed a strong interest in developing software tools to help model oil fields and become a team leader. Spent several years working for many large companies, then as a consultant, which included helping small companies market their software. During one of the many downturns in the energy sector, a roller coaster ride while I was on EI, enrolled in the government-sponsored intensive entrepreneurial training program. I've also enjoyed doing some pro bono mentoring of new graduates from universities and in career development, something that's sorely lacking in our education system. Plus, one of his many tours, I signed up for J.T. Fox's coaching program, where I met and currently got coached by David Chang, and he's my current partner. After spending several sessions with him, I decided I liked what he was doing. I decided I'd like to do the same thing. So he basically hired him to do that. And that's when he turned on the fire hose, and he hasn't stopped since.
Wow. I want to talk a little bit about the roller coaster that you briefly mentioned. Because you're an entrepreneur, and I just want to give people a sense of who you are personally and just sort of so that they know that you know where they're coming from. So what is your background and how can you relate to entrepreneurs?
Well, my background really is, as I mentioned, is the oil and gas industry. And as everybody knows who lives in an oil town, there is all sorts of cycles that go on up and down. And there's never any consistency. So I know, and there can be inconsistencies in the other industries as well, but especially the oil and gas industry because it's so tied to geopolitical events, things like that. And I was looking for something a little more consistent, where I had a little more control. So I decided to start my own business, and some of that included doing some geological consulting, but also, as I said, helping other people get where they want to go. But and I know a lot of other people experience the same thing. I know we're going through a roller coaster ride right now in a downturn, and there's lots of entrepreneurs that need help to get back on their feet. So and that it really gives me a lot of pleasure to help other entrepreneurs succeed with their goals. And that's one of the things that really turns me on about doing what I'm doing.
Well, it's so powerful to know that, because so many entrepreneurs are starting over, starting into something new. So for you to be able to relate to them with that and understand what they're thinking about at 2 a.m. or understand that what it's like when that industry just sort of takes everything away from you, it's so important for them to know that you know what that's all about and why your coaching and your consulting is so impactful for them when they choose to work with you personally. I'd like to talk a little bit about how did you end up writing this book, Timeless Commandments for Entrepreneurial Success? When was it conceived and when did you actually start to publish it, or when did it get to publish?
Oh, it's a very interesting question, because for a number of years, I suppose probably after I'd started my own business and started taking some of the coaching sessions through J.T. Fox, maybe even before that, there was a seed in my mind that it was something that I really wanted to do, because I knew it would be a good sense of accomplishment. More importantly, though, I think it's something where I can reach out to more people than just doing one-on-one. So it's another way to reach a larger audience of helping people. And basically, I guess what kind of spurs me on or gives me the satisfaction here is a quote that's in the front of my book. It says, where you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And that's a quote from Zig Ziglar, and I strongly believe in that with any entrepreneur, and especially for myself. That's how you're going to be succeeding, is by helping other people get what they want.
I love that. So that's what you're dedicated to. That's your mission. That's ultimately what you do, is that's your purpose in life, is to help others achieve success. Oh, I love it. When we're talking about this, Rick, what's coming up for you? Are you like, wow, I never thought I would be in this space, or I can't believe I've gone from here to there? What's the mindset that you find yourself in now compared to when you first started your journey?
Well, the mindset, I guess, when I was first starting the journey, it really started out slowly, and I guess there was a lot of fear and anxiety there at first. But there was that in the oil and gas industry too, because you never knew from one day to the next whether you'd have a job or not. So there's nothing secure out there. But I guess the mindset when I first started, though, was, well, this is kind of a new part of my journey, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. But I knew that I needed, if I got the right help. And I knew I needed help. And basically, I tell, and it talks about that in my book as well, getting help when you need it, getting a coach, getting mentors. I think that's all made the journey a little bit smoother. There's always rough spots in any kind of new venture. But I think getting the right help and not trying to do it yourself, and learning not to do it myself, it has been a huge lesson for me. So, and that's why I feel comfortable where I'm going, because I have the people and resources around me to help me get where I want to go.
So what is it that you help your clients? So in your bio, we talked about engineering entrepreneurial success. So what do you mean when you say engineering entrepreneurial success? What does that mean for you?
What that means for me is basically an entrepreneur will have a vision or a goal that he wants to achieve. And there is a number of different ways you can get, there's a number of steps you have to take to do that. Like I talk about connecting the dots. I mean, that really means connecting with the right people, connecting the different systems in place you need to have in order to get where you want to go. Having the right mindset, helping them create the right mindset for themselves, and also helping them create a proper structure for their business. So that's what I mean by engineering. So basically helping them understand what their goals are and what their obstacles might be that are getting in their way. So basically helping them figure out how to get rid of those obstacles.
I love that. I love that. And that's what we have in common. We use different modalities, but these attitudes and behaviors truly hold people back and entrepreneurs back from achieving the success and the desire that they're meant to fulfill their destiny. So who would be your ideal client? So before we go to a short commercial break, Rick, I want you to identify who would be the ideal person that you would want to work with.
My ideal client would be basically a new or existing business seeking new and effective methods of faster growth. Perhaps they're not getting enough clients they want. They might even have lots of clients. But I like to quote somebody through J.T. Fox's organization said, "If more is possible, good is not enough." And so I like to use that when I'm talking to somebody. Say, "Well, I'm doing okay where I am, or maybe they're not doing well." So in either case, they still might need some help, basically maximizing their business.
I love that. So what do you say, Rick, when we come back from this short commercial break, that you explain a little bit more about how you do this for your clients and some of the ways that you support entrepreneurs with moving forward and engineering this entrepreneurial success? Are you on board? Do you want to wait for a couple of seconds?
Sounds great.
Okay, great. Okay, everyone, enjoy the short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
Does your business need more business? Are you looking for warm leads and referrals? Do you need to have more cash flow coming in to increase revenue? Then you want to find out how you can be networking so that you can have more success in your business and increase your bottom line. You definitely want to check out a Discover Networking free networking lunch or breakfast that's happening in the city of Calgary. Where do you find out about this? Well, it is on our website, cibnconnect.com. Come and see us. Happy capitalism.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Tenacious Living Radio. My name is Carrie Ann and here with me is special guest Rick McCullough. He is in the virtual studio with us. And before the break, he was just explaining what Entrepreneur Solutions was and how he helps his clients engineer entrepreneurial success. So Rick, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm so excited you're here.
Good to be back again.
It is. So now that we've explored a little bit of who you are and what you do, I want to get into the how. How do you specifically help engineer this entrepreneurial success? And get into maybe some of the tips that you share in your book. So how does that sound? Are you game?
Sounds great. Yep.
Great. So your book talks about... Your book really talks about how to leverage the latest and greatest in neuroscience research to help attract more clients. Can you give us an explanation of what that means? Neuroscience research, it's pretty crazy.
It is. It sounds a bit crazy, but actually, you know, that's something that's been around for years. It's not brand new, but what's new about it is there's better science that actually shows that it actually does work, because they've basically hooked people up to electrodes and they've actually found out that certain parts of the brain operate at a much faster speed, and that's basically what I like to call the croc brain or the lizard brain, which is your subconscious part of the brain, and that really controls about 80%, actually more than that, about 88% of our life. And it controls our attitudes, it controls our buying behaviors, it controls everything we do in our life, and nothing, no decision we ever make actually gets up to our logical part of our brain until we've actually filtered it through that lower part of our brain. And that's what I help my clients understand, that once they understand that, then they can actually do a better job of marketing to their clients.
So what are the three ways that you help people use this?
Three ways would be, like I'd help them with the coaching, the consulting, and the communication. So what I do when I'm doing the consulting is I'm helping them with strategies, and I'm helping them with understand what their business needs are, like positioning, market intelligence, and even through some workshops. So basically, that would be part of the consulting, and then the coaching would be creating performance enhancements, mindset, time management, sales and marketing. And the other thing would be communications, where I help them understand their branding, messaging, and copywriting, and some of their scripting. So basically creating a good message for their customers so they'll want to buy from them. So a lot of people just say, "I do this and I do that." Well, that doesn't really do anything, because you really need to connect it at three different levels. First of all, functionality of a product, for instance, is that's just table stakes. And then you have to have benefits. And then you have to, and it has to be something unique about you. And what's more important, and sometimes even more important, is the customer has to know what they might stand to lose by not buying their product. So there's about three or four different factors in there. And that's what we help our clients understand when they're marketing to their own clients.
Excellent. So you talked about strategies. So what would be some of the strategies that you would help them implement or create?
Well, for instance, one of the strategies might be, like a lot of people, the first thing they'll do is they'll create a website and they'll pay a whole bunch of money for SEO and they'll do a whole bunch of social media. Well, those are all well and good, but they don't get your clients right away. You almost need to look at how you can get clients a lot faster, maybe by doing some proper radio advertising, creating good copy for that as well. Also, creating joint ventures with companies like-minded but not necessarily competitive companies, and working together with collaborating with other people to help their business grow and help each other business grow. That may be a strategy. Those kind of things would
okay.
help.
Okay, so that's your consulting. Now, I'm guessing the coaching is where you really enjoy, because this is where you work with their mindset. This is where you help them overcome their attitudes and behaviors. So when you're working with a coaching client, what can they expect? How do you help them switch their mindset?
Well, it's the only way you can really help anybody switch their mindset is they have to be willing to switch it themselves. They have to understand what's getting in their way, and until they realize that, of course, nothing you tell them is going to do anything. It's like when you're trying to sell something to somebody, you can never really sell anything to somebody. You can only find out what their motivation was and kind of show them how to get it. You need to do that with mindset too. So you need to find out what's really holding them back. And they have to not only just know it, they have to feel it. And once they feel it, then they can start to understand more about what the urgency is in doing it. And so you have to create an urgency for them.
Okay, so when you talk about they have to feel it, they have to know that they're ready, how would our listeners know that they're ready for this?
I guess they would know because you can tell when you're talking to somebody. Like, you've probably been in a conversation with somebody and it takes a while to get through them for something you're saying, all of a sudden the light goes on. You can kind of tell when people are really tuning into what you're saying. Also, by their actions. So basically, you can see their mental attitude just by talking to them, but also the way they behave starts to change. Mm. They start creating better habits for themselves, and they start living by them. So one of the things I do when I'm doing coaching is I will give them a lot of information to read, like as part of their homework, information that will help them, but and some exercises too. That might include a DNA test. It might include some a Kolbe test or something of that nature. That gives them a starting point. But the reading will help. And then also when I call on the second call, for instance, all the follow-up calls, I will ask them what's working, what's not working, what do you need help with, what's really getting in your way. And that's kind of an ongoing process. But I think you really know when their actions are actually speaking for them.
Mm. You know, it's so how does the neuroscience play into that, Rick? What are some of the tips or what are some of the tools that you would help them do this?
Well, part of the neuroscience would be understanding that, our habits, understanding our habits. And understanding that it's like an elastic band. I use this analogy a lot. And once you understand this analogy, then you kind of they buy into a little bit more. Imagine you have an elastic band that's basically stretched at rest. It's not really stretched very much. It's just resting. And then you try and make a change to an elastic band. You're trying to stretch it more. Your subconscious is basically telling you you're comfortable where you are. You may not like where you are, but you're comfortable where you are. So as you try and stretch that band, it tries to bring you back. And at some point, if you stretch that enough, it's either going to break or it's not going to snap back. And that's basically an analogy of how you understand how the subconscious is working. So it's learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And they need to understand how important that is. Like getting people in front of say somebody's afraid of speaking. Well, often it's not that you're afraid of speaking, you're afraid of looking foolish. So what I try and tell people to do is get yourself out of a comfort zone. Don't be afraid of talking to people. Don't be afraid of trying something different especially if you know it's going to be good for you, but you're just afraid of doing it. Once you're convinced that it's good for you from a logical point of view, then you have to convince them. The lizard brain to do it, essentially.
And I think we both know that's where our support comes in, because it's not something that just does a quick switch. We have to really develop new habits and new behaviors and new thoughts and values to support us in claiming this entrepreneurial success. So,
I can interject for one sec. One thing I like. I suggest people reading if they're having trouble with making headway. A really good book to read is Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. If you want to read that book, that'll tell you about overcoming obstacles and overcoming your habits.
It's one of my favorite books. I think that's why we connected so well, because we have that same, we both love that book so much. So let's talk a little bit of, speaking of books, let's talk a little bit about your book, Timeless Commandments for Entrepreneurial Success. So what does a timeless commandment look like for an entrepreneur?
Well, for instance, there's a number of different principles in the book, and basically principle number one is basically you need to know yourself, and you need to focus on your strengths and outsource your limitations. What that means is understand what you're really good at, and you may need some help finding out what that is. Like what I say to some people, this is actually a good trick you can use, is send out seven emails to people that you know and ask them, What do you think are my best qualities? And your friends will be honest with you, and you'd be surprised what they might come back and say. So that's just a trick you can use, or you can take a DNA test, which costs a little bit of money to do. But knowing yourself is important. And then the other thing I talk about is people trust a perceived expert or authority. So basically, become an authority or an expert on what you're doing. So do it. Become really good at what you're doing, and actually. You have to almost announce yourself as an expert, because nobody else will. And that's part of what's in my book as well.
I love it. So how would someone do that? So if you're okay, can you share with how would someone start talking and establishing themselves as that trusted advisor, that expert?
Well, there's really two key ways. There's a number of ways to do it, but the two top ones would be writing a book. Mm-hmm. And another one would be public speaking. And becoming an expert on constantly learning. Like you have to become a sponge as far as learning all the things that are out there. And getting some guidance from a coach would probably be helpful. So having a good coach and a good mentor is probably going to be very critical to any business person's path. I know multi-billionaires or millionaires at least that. Some of them have up like three or four, maybe eight coaches. So just because you think the rich people are richest, if they got there by themselves, well, they didn't. They basically had a lot of help getting there, and they still have coaches. So having a coach is a really good way to do that as well.
So how many commandments are there?
There are 12.
There's 12. And how long would it take for the average person to start implementing these commandments into their everyday life?
What I suggest you do is, Ryan Tracy once said this to me a long time ago, through one of his courses. He says, if you have any, you look at the things you're really good at, and maybe you look at the things in the commandments you're already good at, and maybe you can work on that a bit, but look at the things maybe you really need help in your own business, and take one of those that you take. Like prioritize them, find out the ones that you really need to work on to make that actually is going to help you generate revenue. And what'll happen is, as you work through that one, you'll find actually that some of the other ones will start to come into play. So you may think you're only working in one, but sometimes you'll be working on three or four at a time, even though your focus is on one. So just start one at a time, and then prioritize them. And mm-hmm. you don't want to be doing all at once. You can become overwhelmed. So the idea is to focus on one or two and get really good at those. And then you might actually find by doing that, you will become good at actually more of them.
Okay. So we only have a couple of minutes left, Rick. I want to keep talking with you. I want to find out why you wrote this book. So let's answer that question, and then we'll get to a couple of other quick things before we wrap up our conversation today.
Sure.
So, okay. Yeah, why did you write this book?
Well, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier is I was looking to, it's a form of self-improvement for myself. I knew it would be good for me because it would help me learn, because when you're writing and when you're taking courses or when you're helping other people, you tend to learn a lot yourself. But the primary reason, I guess, would be because I knew I could reach more people with a book than by trying to call everybody on the phone and tell them all this wonderful stuff. So it's another way to actually reach out to a lot more people.
Well, Rick, I know you had some tips that you wanted to share with our listeners before we wrapped up our call. So do you want to get into those now?
I will do that. Thank you very much for asking. The first tip I'd like to throw in there, and it sounds fairly simple, but I tell everybody to carry a journal, because sometimes you'll think of something that comes to your mind that you want to for your own strategies, or somebody says something to you. So you always carry a journal with you. It's very important to do that, because it'll be a lifesaver for you. The second tip I want to put in there is actually probably the most important of the tips, is basically don't try and do everything alone. Hire a coach or basically get a mentor. And work with people, surround yourself with the people that are going to help in your life. That's extremely important, because most people fail unless they're surrounded with the right people. The third tip I like to talk about is what I call my 70-20-10 rule. Most people have heard of the 80-20 rule, but this is the 70-20 rule, 20-10 rule. It means 70% of the time you should be, any business owner should be spending building their relationships. Extremely important to your business and getting customers. 20% of the time, marketing and innovation, and the other 10% would be knowing your numbers. And those would be the primary tips I would give the listeners today.
I'm curious, what do you mean by knowing your numbers?
Knowing your numbers means like knowing how many people work for you, know how much money you got, knowing the size of your customer list, basically knowing everything to do with numbers.
Wow. Those are amazing tips. So the first one was journaling, right? Very important.
Yep.
Journal. Don't try to do everything alone. Hire some help, hire a coach, hire a mentor to move them forward. And then you introduce the 70-20-10 ratio. I love it, which is building relationships, marketing, and knowing your numbers. Those are amazing tips, Rick. You're great. You're so great.
Thank you.
So I want to ask, how can our listeners get a hold of you? What is your website?
My website is, you got a pen, write this down, it's a long one. It's entrepreneursolutionsinc.com.
Inc.com?
Excellent. Inc.com. EntrepreneurSolutionsInc.com. That's the best place to reach me. You can reach me on my LinkedIn as well. You can actually get to all those links through my website. And the final thing I'd like to just mention is we do offer a complimentary 30-minute small business assessment that will give you and your business more focus, clarity, and control. And you can find out more about that on my website.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm thrilled that you were able to take some time out of your busy day to share your knowledge with us and the listeners. So I really, really appreciate that. So thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Carrie, for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone who's listening, enjoy the music that's coming up. Take care. Thanks for listening to Tenacious Living Radio. I am so excited to be bringing you another special guest interview next week on Thursday. Until then, have a great day and take care.